All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax season or the tax deadline, rather, has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, we are just a matter of hours away from one of the most anticipated boxing matches of the year, as the Pride of Mexico is going to be on the line as Canelo Alvarez is set to face Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. out at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas this Saturday. Now, Alvarez comes into this matchup with a sparkling record of 48 wins, one defeat, and one draw, with 34 of those victories coming via the knockout, while he is taking on Chavez Jr., who has a record of 52-1. Now, I look at this contest right here, and it's going to be a contrast of styles, and it's going to be interesting to see which style wins out. Now, for Canelo Alvarez, I think he's definitely going to go out there and attempt to use his power and aggression to cut off the ring, kind of work Julio Chavez with some body shots at first to try to set him up for that knockout punch. And I mean, like I said, Canelo definitely has awesome punching power, as he has 34 knockouts. Now, for Chavez, it's all about the focus, because once you've looked at his career, he is a boxer that has the potential, but he is not always focused. And of course, with that lack of focus at times comes the maturity aspect, because there have been questions about Chavez's training in the past, and he has stepped into the ring for matches with subpar training. And you can see that when the contests go into the deeper rounds and he simply runs out of gas. Now, Chavez does have an immense knowledge of the sport. He learned from his father, who was one of the best, in Julio Cesar Chavez Sr. Unfortunately, Chavez Jr. does not have the heart in that ring that his father had, because if anybody saw Julio Cesar Chavez Sr. fight, you know that he would have died in that ring. Now, what happens in this contest? Ultimately, I think Canelo Alvarez wins, and I think he's going to do it via the knockout. I don't see this contest going past the seventh round. Chavez Jr. is a good fighter, but even on his best day, he is not in the class of one Canelo Alvarez. I think right now Canelo wants to go out there and prove a point. I think before the year is out, we are going to see Canelo Alvarez fight Gennady Golovkin, and I think a knockout here on Alvarez's part is just going to add that much more hype to one of the potential super fights of 2017. Both of these fighters are going to come in probably around the 175 range, but it won't make a difference with that extra weight, as Alvarez is simply out there to take care of business, and I think he gets it done in a big way this Saturday night. So folks, that's going to do it, and as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.